Hey everyone, welcome back to the Banana Thumbnail Podcast, where we bring thumbnails to life to crush the competition. And I'm Jordan. Today we've got something really important to discuss if you're diving into AI image generation. Exactly. We're talking about the five biggest mistakes people make when using AI image generators in 2026. Trust me, these can really cost you time and money. Oh, I can only imagine. What kind of mistakes are we looking at? Well, for starters, let's talk about the issue with vague prompts. A lot of users think that just typing something simple like cool car is enough, but that's a recipe for disaster. Wait, so what you're saying is that those vague prompts lead to generic and often weird results? Exactly. You have to be specific. If you want an image of a car, you might want to say something like a sleek red sports car racing down a mountain road at sunset. That gives the AI so much more to work with. Oh, wow, that's actually really interesting. So it's not just about throwing in a random word, it's about crafting a good description. Definitely. And that leads us into another problem. Style drift. Style drift? What's that? It's when you generate one great image and then try to create more that are supposed to be similar, but they all end up looking different. Oh man, I've seen that happen before. It's like when you're trying to create a comic and suddenly the main character looks completely different in each panel. Exactly. About 52% of intermediate users struggle with maintaining that visual consistency. If you're building a brand, you need to keep it all looking cohesive. So what can folks do about that? A pro tip is to save the seed number from a successful generation. Using the same seed with modified prompts can help keep the style consistent. That's a smart move. Now, what about API limits? I hear that's a big deal too. Oh yeah, it really is. If you're running a business, waiting for images to generate can feel like an eternity. A lot of professionals hit walls with API rate limits. What do you mean by that? Well, about 47% of professionals find themselves getting throttled after generating around 500 images per hour. That can really hurt when you're on a deadline. Yikes, so what's the fix there? Alex, local options like running, stable, diffusion on your own hardware can cut latency significantly by up to 61%, in fact. Wow, I didn't know that. It sounds like a bit of an investment up front, but it could save a lot of headaches later. For sure. Now let's talk about a topic that nobody wants to face, copyright risks. Oh man, that's a scary one. What's the deal? If you're not careful, about 33% of agency outputs can get flagged for copyright violations. Imagine generating something that looks way too close to a famous character. Talk about a lawsuit waiting to happen. That's terrifying. So, are there tools that help with that? Yes. For example, DALL-E 3 has improved their filters to help prevent these kinds of problems, but users still need to be careful. Got it. So what about those free AI image generators? I've heard those can be a trap too. You're right. Many users abandon free tiers because they encounter issues like watermarks, low resolution, and slow speeds. It's frustrating to spend all that time on an image just to have a giant logo across it. Oh man, that reminds me of when I tried to create thumbnails for a project. I spent hours and then the image was just unusable. Exactly. According to some reviews, businesses that stick to free tiers miss out on a potential 127% ROI. If you're serious about quality, spending a little extra goes a long way. So what's the best way to get started with these tools? Start small but think big. Choose a tool that fits your technical level. For beginners, something user-friendly like DALL-E 3 or A. Canva integration is great. And if you want more control, then dive into tools like Stable, Diffusion, and consider running them locally. And don't forget to learn the language of prompts. So if I'm understanding correctly, it all comes down to being specific, consistent, and aware of the risks involved. You got it. 2026 is seeing some exciting shifts, especially with the focus on running AI locally for speed and privacy. Wow, it's definitely a fast-moving field. And with that, we hope you've learned some valuable tips today. Avoiding these mistakes can really enhance your workflow. So, to wrap things up, make sure to check your prompts, Understand your tools and always think about the long-term impact of your choices. Absolutely. That's a wrap for this episode of the Banana Thumbnail Podcast. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you in the next one.